You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. We are in studio. We're online at leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, and we are talking about leadership with CEOs from across the D.C. area. We want to learn how they made it. We want to learn what's in their portfolio. And I'm not talking money. I'm talking leadership. What decisions did they make? What worked? What didn't? We all know some did and some didn't. So we're sharing that on Leaders Portfolio. Here in the Leaders Portfolio studio, the Chief Executive Officer and Chief Creative Officer of Focused Image, Mr. Toby Eckhart. Welcome to Leaders Portfolio, Toby.
Thank you, Rebecca. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Focused Image is a marketing communications agency based in Falls Church, Virginia, which you founded. So tell me what you provide, folks.
Our real sweet spot is branding. What we do is come into organizations, take a look at where they are in the marketplace, how they present themselves, what their competitors are doing, and help them formulate ways to better position themselves and develop programs that'll help get their awareness up, as well as help reposition them within the marketplace.
Now, why branding? Did this go back to your childhood or college? Or I mean, why
right.
that interest?
Right. Well, it's kind of interesting. Focused Image started off almost 25 years ago. We're on our 25th anniversary. And my first job in the Washington area was as a graphic design salesman. So I learned graphics and printing as my initial career. And after forming Focused Image, we just sort of moved up the food chain. That graphics and printing are really sort of at the beginning of the marketing communication cycle. And we moved from graphics and printing to advertising, which is, you know, a step up the ladder from there. And from there, we took a look at what was really going on in the advertising space and saw that there was a lot of creative work being developed, but that really there was often a lack of really understanding of the positioning of the organization and really a lot of missing strategy, if you will. So what we wanted to do was we wanted to develop a company that was able to take a look at strategically what was the best way for an organization to position itself. And from there, develop the deliverables that they needed to communicate that message. And those things include graphic design, advertising, and now public relations for us.
And you started this in 1986. So what did you start with branding only and then expanded to graphic design?
We started with graphic design first. And in fact, we were really one of the early virtual companies, if you will. I started the business as a side venture. I had another full-time job. When I left the graphics field and went to work for a manufacturer as a regional sales manager, some of my clients came to me and said that they wanted to see if we could continue to support them. And I saw an opportunity there. I've always been fairly entrepreneurial, and I wanted to help them out. And at the same time, I saw a business opportunity. So while I was operating in a full-time capacity of a regional sales manager, I started this business on the side in the spare bedroom of my apartment with one employee.
And how many years did it take for you to not be an employee somewhere else and work on this business?
It took about 5 years until the business reached a point where I felt comfortable that, you know, I'd have the livelihood necessary and that that the company had the resources necessary to sustain itself.
Takes longer than people think, right? A lot of times.
It really does, yeah.
And let's talk about the current economy. How is that affecting your business? I mean, it's affecting everyone.
Definitely. I heard a great saying recently that said that flat is the new up, and I really like that. We're managing to grow. We're growing, albeit slowly at this particular time, very cautiously. We are hiring, but we've seen a lot of our brethren in the marketing, advertising, public relations field fail over the last couple of years. And I'm talking established firms that have been around for a couple decades. So it's been a tough time in our industry. You find that when times get tight, firms, particularly in this area, have a tendency to cut back on their marketing and their advertising and their public relations. It's a little bit counterintuitive from our perspective, but it's often seen as an easy way to take some expenses off the top.
And have you been surprised at some of the businesses that have failed in your field? Like if they failed, oh no.
Absolutely shocked. And again, these are agencies that whose names that I grew up in the Washington area with as, you know, very venerable organizations, people that I really respected and looked up to. Not exactly in the field, the area that we're in, but, you know, tangentially involved with the types of things that we do.
Are In a recession, are companies shifting more branding, PR, graphic design in-house or out-of-house? What's going on?
Well, that's really the reason that we started focusing on branding and being more strategically focused was really after the dot-com bubble burst. We were heavily into advertising at the time, and we were doing a lot of radio. We were doing a lot of print. We were even doing national television for companies that had a fairly, if you will, unsustainable business model, as a lot of those businesses did. And after things popped, we took a look around and saw, you know, what are businesses really going to need in this environment where things have gotten so tough and, you know, you can't raise capital and you've really got to be smart about how you spend your money, and decided that that's where the strategy really had to come in. And if you can demonstrate a really smart strategy instead of just pitching execution, you're at the business level. So our practice moved from working with vice presidents of marketing and advertising into the C-level suite. So we were actually dealing with and are continuing to deal with the seniorest people in an organization. And it's really a lot about, it's not just, when I talk about branding, we're not talking about the logo, the marketing campaign. What we're really talking about is the character and reputation of the organization, and how do you position that to achieve maximum success.
Are you surprised that a client often comes to you and almost doesn't know what their position is in the marketplace, and you end up having to do the research?
It is a little bit surprising, but it's a lot of what happens is there's a little trouble seeing the forest through the trees, and organizations have a tendency of going along for years and years without having a chance to take a step back and look at what really do they stand for, what benefit do they bring to their customers, what makes them unique and different, and how can they present themselves in that fashion. So it is surprising, but it's not something that when you think about it that would be that unexpected.
We're in studio with the Chief Executive and Chief Creative Officer of Focused Image, Toby Eckhart, and his organization is located in Falls Church, Virginia. So help us now talk about what's that process you take a client through.
Right. Well, the first thing that we do is we start with interviewing what we call the key stakeholders in an organization. And those are definitely the folks in the C-suite. But we also ask our clients to look throughout their organization and find folks that they see as having really their finger on the pulse of what's going on in the marketplace and with their customers. And it's often people that have titles like program manager who are really down there in the trenches and in the weeds and really understand what it is that the client's actually buying. So we go through a series of interviews. Depending on the size of the organization, we interview between 20 and 50 people. And this really sort of sets the groundwork for the next phase of our research. We call our overall process brand new. And what we do then is a competitive analysis. So we take a look at the competitors that are in their space, and not from a business model standpoint so much, but from a messaging and positioning standpoint. Because from our perspective, it is really not as important how their models are built, because you never know what's really behind the model. What's really important is understanding how they present themselves. So we do a full competitive analysis. We do a marketplace analysis where we're looking at trends and things that are going on in their market. And we then take all that research and come away with some key findings. We have a special kind of proprietary process that we take our internally that we use. And from there, we make recommendations about, given what's going on in the market, what's going on with competition, here's how, and what makes them unique and different, here's how we see the opportunity for you to present yourselves and what your message should be. And we don't just, we're not just folks that come in and make recommendations for messaging and positioning. We actually show them how it could come to life. We create a blueprint, if you will, an architecture for how to communicate the message, and then show them creatively how it comes to life. So whether we do the full implementation or whether they use someone that they're already familiar with or hire somebody else, we create the plan, if you will, for going out and rebranding the company and building a marketing communications plan.
And you have had your client roster is everything from Cadillac to DeWalt to government agencies. as you know, you have a pretty wide spectrum of clients. So does it get harder to learn the intricacies of each of those sectors?
You always have to learn the intricacies of the sectors, but the interesting thing about marketing and about branding is it's really very universal. So whether you're trying to sell a bottle of beer, and Molson Breweries USA was one of our largest clients for years, or you're working with a government services provider, you really apply the same methodology. It's the who, what, when, where, why, and how that really determines how the organization presents itself. And again, it doesn't really matter what it is that they're offering. You apply the same type of methodology. And in fact, I think it's a real strength that we're involved in so many different areas because it gives us an opportunity to bring the perspectives of different industries into any given client engagement.
You've been marketing your whole life. At age 25, you're promoted to VP of Marketing at Marsh Laboratories, and you have a bachelor's from Swarthmore. Give a quick piece of advice to a company, not necessarily hiring you, but just what's the approach they have to think about to branding? Just a quick 30-second, here's how.
Well, I think what you want to do is you want to look for a partner. It can be done internally. It's just very difficult because, as I mentioned, it's tough to see the forest through the trees. What you really want to look for is an organization that, again, has this type of strategic focus. A lot of folks can come in and show a beautiful portfolio, and really you almost expect that, a beautiful portfolio of work. But what you really want to ask them is what went into building this campaign? What was the real thinking behind it? What was it hoping to accomplish? And, you know, why were these particular tactics selected? Because in today's world, we have so many different methods, so many different media that we can use. You know, the old advertising agency that's in the business of selling advertising is really, really, really has to struggle today because advertising is right for some folks and it's not right for a lot of others.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Chief Executive Officer and Chief Creative Officer of Focused Image, Toby Eckhart. Toby, give us your leadership philosophy.
My leadership philosophy is really straightforward. I believe in leading by example. So the characteristics that you want your employees to have are the characteristics that you need to demonstrate yourself. So a strong work ethic, fairness to others, a commitment to deliver the highest quality of work, and things of that nature.
Excellent. Well, Toby, I want to thank you for being here on Leaders Portfolio, and best of luck with all your endeavors with Focused Image.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate your time.
Toby Eckhart, Chief Executive Officer and Chief Creative Officer of Focused Image, here with us in the Leaders Portfolio studio. I've been your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, and I want to thank these exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. Thanks to those sponsors. We appreciate them supporting leadership content so that me, you, can all learn to be better leaders and make good leadership decisions. And so we want to thank them and support them as well. I will be back, of course, here in the Leaders Portfolio Studio with more CEOs from across the DC area, where we talk every week about leadership. It's all here, back after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.